remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
WMFR in Medford.
Cure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and I wouldn't lose any votes.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Now, if you all assume positions of subservience, we can complete this caper with a minimum of jeopardy and danger for all. On your knees, knaves.
Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Well, you make the world you have now.
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show. I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
I have never obstructed justice. I welcome this kind of examination because people have got to know whether or not their president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook.
Each year on my birthday, every American gets a cupcake.
Where is it? I've never heard of any music like this in my life before. And if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily in layers. Hook up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
Practice of earmarks in Congress from our good senator here. We championed in Alaska reform of the old earmark process. I told Congress, thanks, but no thanks for that bridge to nowhere up in Alaska. If our state wanted a bridge, we were going to build it ourselves.
Of mine on murder, and the judge's gavel fell. Jury found him guilty, gave him 16 years in hell. He said, I ain't spending my life here, I ain't living alone, ain't breaking no rocks from the chain gang, I'm breaking out and heading home. I'm gonna make a change.
Jailbreak.
And I'm looking towards the sky.
gonna make a
jailbreak.
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's not just a radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries. And tonight, especially, politicians. Our theme in honor of Election Day next Tuesday is criminals and politicians. I'm your host, Edward Bukert, and, well, if you've been listening for a while, you know that one of the things that makes a Tears of the Gods sound collage different from a plastic sushi is that we always have a featured artist or album. And tonight, that would be the most infamous punk band of them all, the Sex Pistols, a band full of criminals. In fact, they started off their musical career stealing their guitars and amplifiers, Fender amps from Bob Marley. And their bass player, Sid Vicious, murdered his girlfriend, Nancy Spungen, before dying himself of an overdose, a heroin overdose, soon after. Beyond that, we're also going to be playing music by a lot of musicians that have been in trouble with the law. And before we get any further, let me emphatically state that here at WMFO, we're a community and educational radio station, and we do not endorse any political candidates at all. But we do present a wide range of viewpoints for you, our listeners, to consider. So we began the show, well, with a bunch of clips from politicians, including Richard Nixon, who resigned in disgrace. And yes, he was a crook. And our first song in our intro set was AC/DC and Jailbreak. And we followed that with our featured artists, the Sex Pistols, and No One Is Innocent. So we've got, I think, a pretty spectacular show for you this evening. And we've got great music from Johnny Cash, the Pet Shop Boys, Elvis Presley, Tony Rice. And as far as our criminal musicians go, we're going to be hearing from Gary Glitter, child molester, incarcerated for that for a long time, yes. Tommy Lee from Motley Crue, and Guns N' Roses, Lead Belly, the great 12-string acoustic guitar player. And also coming up in the next set is one of the most memorable exchanges ever in the history of vice presidential debates, from a 1988 debate between Senator Lloyd Benson and Senator Dan Quayle. And Dan Quayle repeatedly compared himself to John F. Kennedy. And boy, did Lloyd Benson come back at him, really putting him in his place. The famous retort, "Senator, I serve with Jack Kennedy. I knew Jack Kennedy. Jack Kennedy was a friend of mine. Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy." Backing me up right now is a local Cambridge band of many years ago, the Ray Corvair Trio, and this track is called "The Body in the Trunk." Well, let's get the rest of your pre-election day Friday night sound collage party going with our featured artists, the Sex Pistols. Here they are, with a song called "New York," here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only on WMFO in Medford.
My name, I'm Twice, and I'm from New York. You're my angel. He used to rob, steal, and gamble. And on the side he begged, so he mopped up. I told him he shouldn't do it, and Camel told me he knew it. So he started begging with a bucket instead of a cup. He's in the jailhouse now.
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 Well, Camel fluffed his dove when he wore a tuxedo to the country club. He's in the jailhouse now.
He's in the jailhouse now.
Yoga boy. Oh, yoga. I met his old gal, Sadie. She said, have you seen Bill lately? I said, I don't believe that he's about. She went down to the jail. She went down to take him his mail. Then she whispered, Sheriff, please don't let him out. He's in the jailhouse now.
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 While Campbell's put away, Sadie's with the sheriff every day. He's in the jailhouse now.
He's in the jailhouse now.
Remember the last election, the prohibitionists were in action. They was trying to elect themselves a president. Bill Camel and John Austin walked from New Orleans to Boston, and they've got a bottle in every settlement. They're in the jailhouse now.
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 They were down at the railroad track, stealing a train to haul it back. They're in the jailhouse now.
They're in the jailhouse now.
Furlough. Is it always about the money?
I have as much experience in the Congress as Jack Kennedy did when he sought the presidency. I will be prepared to deal with the people in the Bush administration.
Senator Benson.
Senator, I served with Jack Kennedy. I knew Jack Kennedy. Jack Kennedy was a friend of mine. Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy.
Let's make lots of money.
you about it, come take a walk with me. I'm looking for a partner, regardless of expense. Think about it seriously, you know it makes sense.
Woman, will you never learn?
But everything's tight from my loop to my friends. I ain't got time to tighten up loose ends. Huh, I've been that route too many times. If I stabbed in the back, I ain't writing no rhyme. I wish for that in which my heart holds dear. But ain't nobody playing what I'm trying to hear. I've been saying for years that the fakes wouldn't last. You were jacking that, now you look like an ass. Get cast in the pride to sickness as I bring a little swing into your world of stiffness.
Fifth and Vine.
Police. Jail. A family.
It's gonna be okay.
A brother alone.
Hey, little man, come here. What you got in your bag?
A sister afraid. A father worried.
Son, are you okay?
A child without. A mother counting the days till her boy is home.
I just hope my baby's safe.
These are the sounds of gang violence. From the day you're sentenced, your family starts facing the true hard time with you. Something to think about before you commit a gun crime. Gun crimes hit home. This message brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
Here's John Whitehead.
One hit wonder, Right Fed Fred, made the pop charts with his musical claim that he was too sexy for Milan, New York, and Japan. Child molester Richard Thompson made headlines when he was deemed too short for jail. Fearing that Thompson, who is 5'1", might be too short to withstand the rigors of jail, Nebraska Judge Christine Sakaba sentenced him to 10 years probation instead of prison. But the judge's ruling, while long in compassion, fell far short of appeasing outraged community members who insisted the ruling was unconstitutional because it favored short people with less severe sentences. The point of law is our 14th Amendment. While the Supreme Court has yet to recognize height as a constitutionally recognized characteristic, the right to be treated equally under the law is one of your first liberties.
This has been a public service announcement from the Rutherford Institute. For a free book about your first liberties, visit www.rutherford.org or call toll-free 888-287-1787.
Tonight, here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, our theme is criminals and politicians. And we began that last set with our featured band, the Sex Pistols, and New York. And I really needed to use my sonic hammer of the gods to smash out the bad words in that. As I did with the Kid Rock Rovin' Gangster Roland song that concluded the music in that set. And in between, we heard from Johnny Cash in the Jailhouse Now and the Pet Shop Boys, Opportunities, Let's Make Lots of Money. And then that Kid Rock Roland song off A Devil Without a Cause, followed by two public service messages. One from Project Safe Neighborhood and the other from the Rutherford Institute. So, while Leonardo da Vinci is best known as an artist, his work as a scientist and an inventor make him a true Renaissance man, as well as one of the most amazing human beings to have ever lived. And now, at the Museum of Science in Boston, you can explore the legacy of Leonardo da Vinci in the most comprehensive exhibition on the Renaissance master to tour the world. Working from Leonardo's codices, Italian artisans have faithfully crafted interactive and life-size versions of his machine inventions, including the first concepts of a car, bicycle, helicopter, parachute, scuba, a forerunner to the modern military tank, and even an ideal city. You can view high-definition recreation of The Last Supper and gain access to the exclusive secrets of Mona Lisa. For more information about the Da Vinci, the Genius exhibit, as well as everything else that's going on at the Museum of Science, check out the website at mos.org. Or you can call them at 617-723-2500. And you know, Leonardo da Vinci was also homosexual. So actually, the most famous religious painting in the world and the most famous portrait ever were created by a gay man. This has been a public service message from the Museum of Science and WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio. Backing me up right now is David Grisman with the Prisoner's Waltz. And this is on Tone Poems 1. There's at least three versions of them right now. And they're an excellent reason to buy this in CD format, because each of the albums in this series come with a full-color booklet that shows you each of the instruments that are used to play each of the songs. And it's a wonderful artifact to have. So coming up next, as we continue to explore our theme of criminals and politicians, is one of two pieces we can thank anarchist journalist extraordinaire Chuck Yu for having a role in remixing and bringing to our WMFO airwaves and to you this evening. This is a piece originally by the band Heaven 17, and earlier, a couple of months ago, after Donald Trump posted a quote from Mussolini, he was asked about it during an interview, and, well, Chuck was inspired to make this remix. And we'll also be hearing from Lead Belly and The Clash, and twice from our featured artists, those notorious criminals, the Sex Pistols, here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only on WMFO in Medford.
You like the quote? Did you know it was,
sure,
Mussolini?
It's okay to know it's Mussolini. Look, Mussolini was Mussolini. It's okay to know. It's a very good quote. It's a very interesting quote. And I know it. I saw it. I saw what, and I know who said it. But what difference does it make whether it's Mussolini or somebody else?
You want to be associated with a fascist?
No, I want to be associated with interesting quotes.
Have you heard it on the news about this fascist group thing? Evil men with racist views spreading all across the land.
We should only admit into this country those who share our values and respect our people. I call it extreme, extreme vetting.
We don't need this fascist group thing. Brothers, sisters.
Extreme, 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 extreme.
Will you unequivocally condemn David Duke and say that you don't want his vote or that of other white supremacists in this election?
Extreme.
Just so you understand, I don't know anything about David Duke, okay? I don't know anything about what you're even talking about with white supremacy or white supremacists.
Would you just say unequivocally you condemn them and you don't want their support?
Well, I have to look at the group. I mean, I don't know what group you're talking about.
Okay, I mean, I'm just talking about David Duke and the Ku Klux Klan here, but
I don't know any, honestly, I don't know David Duke. I don't believe I've ever met him. I'm pretty sure I didn't meet him, and I just don't know anything about him. White supremacy or white supremacist. White supremacy or white supremacist. White supremacy or white supremacist. White supremacy or white supremacist.
White supremacy or white supremacist. White supremacy or white supremacist. White supremacy or white supremacist. White supremacy or white supremacist. White supremacy or white supremacist. White supremacy or white supremacist. Extreme. Extreme.
Fascist got in motion.
Extreme.
Generals telling what to do.
ISIS is honoring President Obama. He is the founder of ISIS. He's the founder of ISIS. He's the founder.
Sisters, brothers, lend a hand.
Look how much African American communities have suffered. To those I say, what do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump?
Shake the fascist group thing. Brothers, sisters, we don't need that fascist group.
sisters. We don't need nobody's groupie.
They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. I will build a wall. It'll be a great wall. Drugs will not pour through that wall.
You can say what you want about the Quran. You can say what you want. There's something there.
Total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States. She's the devil. She's the devil. She's the devil.
I get things done better than anybody.
They're fed up with those guys back there, the media. They are the worst.
I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, and I wouldn't lose any voters.
She's the devil. She's the devil.
He's walking out like big high fives, smiling, laughing, like to punch him in the face, I'll tell you.
We never win. We just don't win. We are going to make America great again.
Great again. Great again. Great again. Great again. Great again. Great again.
Why?
album.
The Godfather, a soul in the belly of the beast.
Smoking at the St. Anthony's feast.
All the white beaters, Eagle protects cheaters.
Sitting in the White House, pulling their feeders.
By my cheater,
from the cop down the street, the only cop with the rope chain.
Walking the beat,
so like a stinky bounce time bomb ticking, ticking. Like the beat to my rock.
listening to Tears of the Gods with Edward on WMFO, Medford.
I have never obstructed justice. I welcome this kind of examination because people have got to know whether or not their president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook.